It's now time for our first interview of the day, and for it we have Mercedes Administrator, Coordinator and Program Developer Siyakula in Langa. Siyakula is an organization that provides training to caregivers, tutors, teachers and anyone in charge of children on how to stimulate young children in literacy, maths and language development. She will be talking to us today about the programs at Siyakula and how they've adapted with the coronavirus pandemic. Mercedes, thank you so much for joining me this morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Alex. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be chatting to you this morning.
Could you please tell us a bit more about Siyakula and its programs?
Yes. At Siyakula, we support children in Langa through various educational programs. We first started at St. Anthony's Preschool. It's a preschool in Langa that has about 190 children, and we teach what they call the graduates. They're in grade double R. We have a program where we teach children English as an additional language. We take them out in small groups. We teach them in a fun, caring way. We do lots of arts. We teach them songs in English.
And our groups are run by mothers that we have trained. We give them a new skill and facilitators from the community. We also have volunteers coming from outside. We have a doctor, a retired doctor from Red Cross Children's Hospital helping us, and a doctor from Pretoria who come every week to help us with the programs. Later on, we partner with the Langa Hockey Club. They've got fantastic hockey players, but we noticed that they were struggling with schoolwork. So Siyakula stepped in and we formed study sessions. The children come after school to, and our tutors help them with schoolwork. We play board games with them, we do meditation, we run holiday programs where we've taught them how, we've done cooking classes, sewing classes, etc. We also have our workshops for caregivers. We've partnered with WordWorks. WordWorks is a fantastic NGO that has beautiful material on early literacy. So we use two of their programs. One is a workshop that we run twice a year with caregivers on how to stimulate young children and how to give them a head start when they go to school. And the other program, we've run it at one of the primary schools in Langa, where we help children with their reading and writing. And we also train tutors from the community to run these programs. All our programs are run with people from the community.
It sounds like an incredible project. And how's it been received by the community of Langa?
Well, we've had fantastic feedback. I mean, the parents from the children at the preschool, beg us to have their children in our programs. The most important feedback is from the children. They come to our sessions with a big smile. They know our songs. They lose the fear of learning. They see that learning can happen in a fun way. We also see it through the partnerships as we've built with the teachers, with the schools, how we're not only supporting the children, the families, but also the schools and the teachers. And we see it also because parents want to join our study sessions and the way we are helping other NGOs working in the community.
And then how have things for Siyakula been changed with the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, during these challenging times, obviously, we were not able to run our programs at the schools. Initially, we were very worried about our children and the families at Siyakula. So we started sending food, and the tutors and the people in Langa who work with us would distribute the food. And we checked in on our tutors, how they were doing emotionally. We helped St. Anthony's Preschool with their feeding programs as well. And we continued with our study sessions. One of our tutors would connect with them via WhatsApp. We would give them data and she would continue with the sessions online. Once we were able to go back to our office that's inside Leap Science and Math School, we started immediately with our sessions because we know right now we've got a very important role to play. I mean, the children have got big gaps. They haven't been at school for a long time. So we are trying hard to make sure they do revision, that we can help them wherever we can academically. And indirectly, we're helping the schools and the teachers by doing this work. So we are opening new days to help the children. And obviously, we cannot take a lot of children at a time because of COVID and the protocol. We've also partnered with Project Playrun, and we are helping them train their facilitators so they can also do academics with their children, and we're trying to give the facilitators the tools to run academic programs. So all of us work as a big team to help children, teachers and schools in the long run.
Awesome. Mercedes, just before I let you go, what words of encouragement would you like to share with children and caregivers about their education during this difficult time?
I know these are very challenging times for everyone, so I would like to remind parents and children that learning does not only happen at school. Learning happens the whole time and at home as well. So reading is a powerful tool. I would ask parents to please encourage children to read. Read to them as well. Build loving and trusting relationships with them while you read. Reading develops vocabulary, language. You can play board games with this. Then, like, let's take this opportunity to build beautiful relationships with our children and carry on with learning in different ways at home.
Awesome. Mercedes, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning.
Thank you so much, Alex.
All the best with you and Siakula. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Alex. Bye.